Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Love Fran Brown. Love him. Realized earlier in the show that if his team loses, he doesn't shower because he says winners get washed. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network. Every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern before we head into the college football / NFL weekend, we visit with our friend Kelly in Vegas. Kelly in Vegas, all social media platforms. Kelly, let's start with Survivor. Here's the tweet. With 8 minutes to spare, which is the proxy deadline, I just hit the panic button and went all Bills in my bazillion Survivor contest. Just FYI, I'll be cheering for chaos on Sunday. A lot of sweaty moments in Survivor so far. You did it a couple weeks ago when you went all in on the Broncos. You think you're going to be doing this a lot this year where you go all in?
Yeah.
No. Are you kidding me?
My, you will.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
you will.
So I've got multiple partners in all of this. And I had to push really hard to get everybody on board with me with the Bills. I was sending tweets. I was sending stat projections. I was sending, hey, look, I think this is going to be the most popular play in Circa. I think this is going to be the most popular play in Westgate. Here's what I think is going to be the most popular play on Splash. So I lobbied hard for the Bills. And the reason why is because Week one versus Denver was no walk in the park. Was Denver going to lose that game? Maybe. There were multiple moments there where I'm like, Bo Nix, can you hang on to the football? Can you not give it to the other team? Dallas last week, are you kidding me? CT looked like an absolute genius wanting to play Detroit last week. Blown away, and there I am, miserable on my couch after a day before at Epcot, and going, I can't believe I play the Dallas Cowboys in a divisional game. And now Russell Wilson looks like himself the year that they won the Super Bowl. Like, I was just so beside myself. So then this week I'm looking, I'm like, all right, this is the week to use Seattle. Okay. Yeah, you could go Tampa with Tyrod Taylor for the Jets, but Tyrod's been a good underdog play. And then I start digging a little bit deeper and I'm like, you know what? I just want a stress-free Sunday. That's all I wanted. I just did not want to have the Sunday scaries for a third week in a row. And I said, I'm going to take the Bills. And I just shoved all the chips in the middle.
I thought about you when McDermott decided to kick that field goal up 7, though. You had to be sweating that one out. Because if he misses that kick, Matt Prater, then Miami's got the ball at the 40 with, you know, half a minute to go.
Prater had already missed the other one, right? Like, right. They should have been up 3.5. And I'm not saying it was a chip shot, but you're expected as a professional kicker. Oh, by the way, I just seen Dallas's kicker kick a 64-yarder to save my you-know-what to go to overtime the week before. So, yeah, when you miss one in the 40s, it's a little frustrating.
So now you need chaos on Sunday. And luckily for you, we've had a bunch of chaos over the years in week 3.
Yeah.
Look, John Murray and I used this strategy when he and I partnered up a couple of years ago. We went San Francisco. I think they were a 12.5-point favorite over maybe like the New York Giants or something. And then we got to Sunday, and it was just an absolute gauntlet. The Texans beat the Jags on the road. I believe the Bucks lost that weekend as well. It was just complete. I mean, half the field got knocked out. Is that what I'm going to be cheering for? Absolutely. Especially so that my partners don't hate me for burning the Bills this early, because obviously there was multiple other spots to be using the Buffalo Bills this season, including next week versus the Saints.
No, there's a lot behind that, especially the 0-2 teams, right? Like, there are matchups like the Giants and the Chiefs. Okay, you got an 0-2 team against another 0-2 team. But some of these scenarios where it's already week three, season's on the line. You can't go 0-3. If you go 0-3, your season's over. It's done for the most part as far as any idea of making the playoffs. Any of these 0-2 teams going against a non-0-2 team that you think is live? I know you're going to be rooting for chaos, but what is something that like you're looking at in the NFL this week and you're like, okay, you know what? I think they're going to be a popular play. People are going to be on them. And I think the dog is very live in this situation.
So I'm going to say this, and I kind of got talked into it just a little bit. Hand up, I did not watch that many Saints games, right? Like, I didn't have any money on the Saints. And so when you're on Red Zone and you kind of catch glimpses, right, you see a few things. I saw both endings. Spencer Rattler had opportunities to win both those games, couldn't get it done. Shouldn't trust him, especially here on the road. But for Seattle, having a short week next week, Thursday night versus a divisional rival in the Cardinals, kind of thought, hey, this is an interesting one. Here's the reality with New Orleans. I'm not sure they're as bad as they look on paper, right? You have Spencer Rattler, who I set on bet on it this week, is basically Avery Johnson of the NFL. He had the second highest drop rate out of all eligible quarterbacks last season. How frustrating is that going to be? Because that reflects poorly on Spencer. Maybe Spencer isn't necessarily the whole problem. Again, they had opportunities week one to beat the Cardinals. They had opportunities last week to beat San Francisco. This is probably one of the better 0-2 teams. Do I think they're going to go into Seattle and get the win? I don't know, but boy, does it look really, really easy to tease Seattle in this situation, just down, laying 1.5. The other team I think is going to be really interesting is Green Bay, because who doesn't love Green Bay right now? Who doesn't think Green Bay is one of the best teams in the NFC? Everybody is just enamored two games into the season with the Packers. Now they got to go on the road to play the Browns, a team that maybe in the stat box wasn't as bad as they looked last weekend versus the Ravens, Joe Flacco. And oh, by the way, who do the Packers have on deck? That's right, Sunday Night Football. They're playing the Cowboys. The look aheads and situational spots aren't as prevalent in the NFL as they are in college football. As we mentioned, you know, last week coming off that poor loss and then going to play a team named Delaware. But let's be real. Not a lot of teams are getting up to play teams named the Saints. They're going through the motions. They're not getting up to play teams like the Browns. I think both the Saints and the Browns are live. Again, beware in those teaser spots this weekend. I think these could be really, really sweaty games towards the end.
Cannot wait to sweat my Browns bet +8. Cannot wait. Before we rifle through some of your college favorite plays, let's address Dressgate. There's There's a character, let's call him a character, who went out of his way to say that he was going to track your plays this year, and he was also going to give plays, which I think those plays are done, and he's also not tracking you anymore. But he said if he was worse than you, he was going to wear a dress next year to Vegas at Bet Bash. You just found out about this, right?
So, listen, everybody sends me these tweets. I've had the guy blocked for years. Sends me these tweets, or I get screenshots of their reply to him, and they're like, why don't you say something? And I go, because that's what he wants, right? So then my agent sends me this tweet the other day and goes, he's retiring. I said, oh, you just get to retire at 0-5. That means you're at 0%. And mathematically, that's pretty impossible for me to be at 0%. So I'm going to go ahead and declare myself the winner here. The question is, does he have enough honesty, credibility, manliness to put on a dress at Bet Bash? let's be real here. I think that you opened your mouth. You said you were going to do something, and now you have to follow up with it.
Yep. A lot of jealousy in this business, and it's kind of sad. He thinks he took down Adam Chernoff, which was not the case, and he thought he was going to take you down, and he quit after two weeks. He quit.
like, think about it, guys. When we were kids and we're playing Mario Kart or Sonic the Hedgehog or one of those, and it was your gaming console, but you took it to the neighbor kid's house and then you lost like four games in a row and you're like, I'm taking my Sega Genesis and I'm going home. Like, that's exactly what he just did. Like,
you turned it off.
Yeah, okay. You still lost is the reality. You can turn the game off. You can go home. But that doesn't discredit what actually unfolded. So I'll pick out a nice dress. I'll go on Nordstrom. I'll buy the dress. How about that? I get to pick out the dress.
Oh, yes. Ben, you might have to go somewhere else. I'm curious what the size would be. Like, there's a lot there. There's a lot there.
Oh, like a big and tall lady store.
Yeah.
That's a very good maybe. That's a very good point.
How about a muumuu? A muumuu would be great.
I thought we would show a little, you know. No? Okay. All right.
Maybe Jeff Feinberg will make a video of going dress shopping. All right. Let's talk about some of these college games coming up this weekend. We've talked a lot about Illinois, Indiana. I want to get your perspective on this. We're now getting to 6.5 at a lot of spots. Indiana, the heavy favorite. Sam has pushed against all this, a line I love all year, even though he's the Illinois guy. What do you think about it?
I can't understand it. We're going 3.5 to 6.5. And the whole world is on Illinois, you guys. We know what that means. We know that they're the square dog. That doesn't mean they're not going to come to play. I think both of these coaches have done a wonderful job. Kirk Cignetti, particularly with Indiana, has just risen out of just the ashes, right? Todd Furman tweeted about this game earlier in the week and said they have never both been ranked and played each other. I was floored. I was like, that's never happened. So I think it's going to be a really exciting game, but at this point, you can only look towards the dog. Unfortunately, I don't like being on the dog that everybody else is on, so I'm going to pass. But yeah, I mean, if you have a contest maybe that's got a stale line, lay the 3.5 here. You're getting a ton of value.
All right, so games you like. Let's start with this Wisconsin-Maryland game. Wisconsin got shoved early in the week. Sounds like Billy Edwards is going to play, their quarterback. But it's gone from 7.5 to 10 at some spots. There's Kelly in Vegas, ready with open arms to embrace the dog at +10. That's what you do.
Yeah, this is a lot of points for a Wisconsin team off an absolute throttling by the Crimson Tide. I mean, that game was ugly, right? Their quarterback threw for 400 yards in the air, 4 touchdowns. Now, I'm not saying that Alabama and Maryland are even remotely on the same playing field, if you will. But look, Luke Fickell, I think some of these favorite wins are really hard to come by for him. They have to think this is a gimme type game. But I think Malik Washington is better than advertised. I could see him exploiting this Badgers defense. I would not be shocked in the slightest to see the Terps win this game. I had a good friend of mine text me, oh, well, the Wisconsin owns them in this series since they joined the Big Ten. Yeah, well, the last time they played was 2022. Maryland was just coming out. Joining the Big Ten, they weren't any good. Now they're back in this mix. They got to beat up on a couple cupcakes. I think this team is kind of feeling themselves. I think this offense is clicking. I think it's going to be a game in Madison.
All right, what about North Carolina? Speaking of beating up on a couple of cupcakes, after that whole high-profile game against TCU where they get smoked, everybody's laughing at Bill Belichick. Now they've won a couple of games, and they go on the road, touchdown underdogs at UCF. What's the play?
It's funny because it is tied with my SMU play we'll get to here in a minute. But look, we all saw that game in primetime, right? We all know what happened. Is TCU better than advertised? Is North Carolina not as bad as advertised? There's probably somewhere to truth in the middle here. But what I don't understand is all this love for Central Florida. This is not some Central Florida team of the past. I know Scott Frost is back there as a head coach, but they lost 4 home games as favorites last year. Did everybody just happen to forget that? I'm not sure, again, where this respect is coming from. I looked. I was like, is there an injury? What am I missing? Nope, sure enough, just a lot of love in the marketplace for the favorite here. The problem is, if you look at the last 20 UCF games, the underdog is 17-3 against the spread. I know Bill took a lot of flack for that TCU game, saying everything he ever did is attributed to Brady. I think we're going to find out. I do think Bill Belichick is the better coach here. I'm going to take Bill plus the 7.5, and I think they can win there in Central Florida.
We got about a minute, Kel. Anything else that you really like in college?
Yeah, I think SMU upsets TCU. Sonny Dyke says, hey, I no longer want to play this rivalry game, so this is the last look. For a team that made the college football playoff last year and now is going just across town, catching seven? I don't know. I mentioned TCU not being as good as that week one game we all saw there in Chapel Hill, and I think that is still the case. I think SMU plus the touchdown and plus the points.
Kelly, I think you get a little bit of chaos this weekend. I do. Everybody's talking about the stat in the NFL, 12-0. The point spreads of four or more. They were winning straight up. I think at least a couple of those big favorites are going to go down, and you'll be happy. And we start to get a little excited in Survivor because just about everybody's still alive. It's been a boring first couple weeks.
Yeah, unless you misclicked like I did on one of the contests. You're still alive. Don't worry. It was just on one of the smaller contests. But somehow I was doing the mini losers and then kept picking losers in the one where you're not supposed to pick losers. Don't ask. This is why you double check, guys. Double check.
You're still alive in that one, right, Sam?
Oh, yeah. Good. 3 for 3, baby.
Losers. All right. There you go. There you go. Yep. Hit it again last night. Kelly in Vegas with us Fridays, 11 a.m. Eastern right here on Bet Sweats. Thank you, Kelly. Best of luck. On the other side, we will go and have a 2-minute drill breaking down a bunch of these NFL matchups. Where's the Room is coming up as well, college and the NFL on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lot of games to get through. It's tough on a Friday getting through all these before buys. We're still in that scenario, 16 games per week, 15 we've got to break down on these football Fridays. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We'll get our contest plays together, see what we can come up with in about 20 minutes for lightning bets. Right now we bring in our executive producer, Paul Aspen. Paul, where are we starting?
My favorite part of this is Joe Sweeney has more thoughts on these games than the other games that I asked them specifically about. He wanted me to put in the rundown for earlier in the show, so that's great. All right, let's get going. Packers, okay, Browns.
No. We're not just going to zoom past that. No. I never said any of that, actually. I never said we have to talk about that. You put in what you think will be the more popular games to the people this weekend, right? Did I not give out San Francisco 2 days ago? Did I not give out the Jets yesterday?
But I literally asked, hey, how about – there's some games I picked for sure. Chiefs we have to talk about. Ravens, Lions was talked about. Eagles, Rams we had to talk about. Bears, Cowboys. After
that,
it was
that's all the games.
Open.
That's all the games we did. We did like five.
Well, that, again, I would say that's more in that department than this department. As we were, Packers – Browns, Sam, I know you have stronger thoughts. We've heard them most of this week. Let's start there, and then we can zoom through these games.
Browns money line. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Not really. I just need them to keep it close. I mean, when you think about where the Packers' biggest weakness is, it's their offensive line, which they've been sort of shuffling around because of injuries. There's one thing the Browns are good at, getting to the quarterback. And eating that offensive line up, and they put Myles Garrett all over the line. You put him on the right side, the left side, you line him up on the nose. They put him all over the line, and he is unblockable. This is also the first time we've seen the Packers leave Lambeau. They're at home against Detroit. They're at home against Washington. They got to go on the road. It's a bad spot. Cleveland needs this in the worst of ways. I love Cleveland. It pains me how much I love Cleveland plus +8.
Sam is clearly with the public on this one.
No, don't say that. No, If it is, I'm going to be very upset.
We'll find out where the room is at. I hear a lot of Cleveland, but I think it's just like the content we consume and the people we talk to. That's what I think it's about. It does seem like it is a consensus play. I don't hear anybody laying it with the Packers, but I'm sure the reality is quite different. Yeah, you're right. You're right about everything that you've brought up so far. I do wonder that pass rush of the Packers, though. Are they going to get to that statue? And could it just be a runaway if they do? Yeah, you could play out that scenario. But I do understand the idea. Okay, Brown's bouncing back. Flacco gets his, make it a one-score game. Sure, I could see that. I could see that. Jacobs, by the way, what is his number for an anytime touchdown? Because it's ridiculous now. We had 10, 11 straight games.
I'm going to guess it's minus 170 without even looking. Give me 1 second. Josh Jacobs to score a touchdown is minus 180, minus 190, minus 210, minus 220.
That's a good call. That's a good call. Yeah, maybe I'll get there in a contest play if I need an extra pick. I'm not as strong as you guys are on Cleveland, but I understand it. A lot of smart people are on Cleveland this week. I'll just say that.
Jets, Bucks. Jets down to a 6.5-point dog in Tampa, Joe.
Let's go, Jets. A lot of injuries on that Bucks offensive line. They've needed last-minute comebacks in their two wins. Nice start, 2-0 at Atlanta, at Houston. Now they get a home game, but I don't think there's a difference between Fields and Tyrod. I really don't. So I'm going to back the Jets. They're one of these 0-2 teams in this spot. 7? Are we still at 7 or are we calling it 6.5? You really
Jim is 6.5.
Okay. Yeah, there were some 7s, but there are still some out there, correct? No, they're all gone. All 6.5s. We figured that was going to be the case. Still like the Jets to cover.
Yeah, the O-line's an issue. I really wanted to put the Jets in. I do 5 of these a week, obviously. I want to get there on the Jets. I just hear so many bad things about their defense, and that secondary is a problem. That's good for Baker, good for the receivers. Could be a big game for a lot of those Bucs receivers. Abuka has been very popular in his very short NFL career. I lean to the Jets for sure. Have not gotten there yet.
Cardinals, Niners. Let's go back to Joe on this one.
Favorite, I do like. Gave it out at 1.5. It is still 2. It is 2.5. I still like that. Now I start to get concerned if we're going to touch 3. There is at least 1 or 2 books that have already gotten to 3. This line is going to be decided about what we hear today with the quarterback. If we get clarity on the quarterback, okay, they're kind of like right in the middle a little bit. Oh, there's a chance that Purdy could play. Let's bump it up a little bit. Let's get closer to that field goal number. And then once we get word, if it's Mac Jones, line's going down. If it's Purdy, we're probably going to be at 3. So that's why we had line movement the other day. Now, Shanahan's a known liar. I don't even think we're going to hear that Purdy is in. I expect it to be Mac Jones, and the line probably goes back down to where it was at 1.5 to 2. I like San Francisco in this spot, selling the Cardinals hard, 2-week opponents. They barely got by both of them in New Orleans and Carolina. Give me the Niners laying a short number in their home opener.
I hate to agree again, but I talked about this either yesterday or the day before, just laying San Francisco before any possible move on Purdy. I think I've got Niners minus 135 or 140 in my slip. It's a little bit more expensive now, but I think he's going to play. I do. I know we can't trust Shanahan. Oh. We also can't trust Lane Kiffin in college. I think Purdy plays. That's my guess. I have no inside information there, but I think he plays, so I wanted to get a good number. Remember, Vegas Rick was given 1 and pick. Like he was given that out early in the week. I didn't grab it, and he clearly got the best of it, as he usually does.
Falcons at the Panthers as a minus 5.5-point favorite in Carolina. Sam, can we get there on the Panthers?
I'd love to. Sure. I mean, nobody's going to want to take them, I would guess. If the room is going to come out on any favorite on the road, it's probably going to be Indianapolis or Atlanta. Carolina's just been so bad. Carolina and Miami are very similar. in the sense that they've looked horrendous in the first two games, and there's just not this desire for people to log into their app and put their hard-earned money on Carolina to cover. But Atlanta just won on national television. Now they're 2-0. Or I'm sorry, they're 1-1 because they lost to Tampa. They should have won the first game, but they didn't. 1-1 should be 2-0. But that big win on Sunday night is sort of in the minds of most people, and they're going to want to lay the points, Joe. They're also going to want to put Atlanta in their moneyline parlays. The books will need Carolina, no doubt, to win.
This has been one of those games where, when thinking about it throughout the week, you're like, I know what I want to do. But as you just kind of mentioned, are you going to be able to pull the trigger? I think I'm there. I think I'm there on Carolina now. It's another one of these 0-2 teams, a desperate spot. Keep in mind, those games that the Panthers struggled in throughout, even though they did cover last week at Arizona, both on the road, they haven't had a home game yet. So I think we're going to get a different look. Bryce Young did show up at the end of the game. I know it was garbage time, but they had three straight touchdown drives, and then all of a sudden the game was hanging in the balance. This is too much respect. Falcons on the road laying 5.5. This number was 6 earlier in the week, and it got knocked down a little bit. Raheem Morris laying this kind of a point spread. Here's Raheem Morris when opening as a favorite, 1-7-1 against the spread. I like those picks on defense. That's where they needed those assets to go for Atlanta. They had a good week last week. So, okay, they're just going to take off. They're going to keep doing that every single week. Okay, let's slow down a little bit. Give me the Panthers plus 5.5.
Game we have barely talked about this week other than Jaden Daniels being banged up and I believe out this week. I don't know if that's official, but Raiders at Washington. Anything on this? Raiders are a 3.5-point dog, Sam.
I still type in Redskins every time I mean to Google Commanders. It's a problem. It will never die. I will always do it. It is what it is. I hate that I do that. But anyways, I have no interest, Paul, not to pass on your segment or on this part of the segment. I hate this game. I could make a case for the under very easily with Geno and Mariota, but this could also, Joe, be one of those very ugly games that ends up being fun, like freaky fun, like Patriots-Dolphins. Ended up being one of the best games last week. These guys were scoring like crazy. I have no interest in betting this one. Sorry, I don't.
So earlier in the week, Dan Quinn said, if Daniels is going to practice, it will be on Friday. 20 minutes ago, all the reports came out. Daniels, not at practice. Not there. That would point to it being a Mariota game. So take that for what it is. Like you, I have no interest in this game. I will not be playing. Geno looked awful, short week. Like, which side has the advantage here? I don't know. Genty's not involved in the offense. I'm not interested. I'll be on the sideline.
I might get there on the Raiders. We'll see. Broncos, Chargers. Broncos are a 3-point dog. Yep, 3-point dog at the Chargers. Joe.
Another one of those games. I'm not quite sure what to do. Broncos last week, they lose, but it was a good sign with Bo Nix because he was so terrible in their win against the Tennessee Titans. They lose at the Colts in a high-scoring affair. That was certainly a positive. I don't know. I don't know why I'm not betting the Chargers. I don't know if it's just the number that I don't like on a lot of their games or it's just past that key number. I'm not sure what it is, but this divisional matchup, you know, maybe it ends up being like a field goal game, something like that. But it's not on my card, guys. How about you?
I think this is an ugly physical game. These two teams know each other like the back of their hands. They opened this thing 46, just shy of 47. Big old key number in the NFL circles. 45.5 at a couple shops right now offshore. Makes sense. I think you're gonna see these defenses rise to the challenge. And again, no secrets here. Denver knows what LA is going to do. LA knows what Denver is going to do. 21-20, 24-20. I lean under.
All right. Two more games left. Steelers, Patriots. Evan Silva telling us yesterday he likes the Patriots as a short dog. Joe, you got anything on this game?
Yeah, I understand where he's coming from. the Steelers defense is pathetic. And to his point, talking about how bad the Steelers defense was at the end of last year. Now, that was against some electric offenses. That's really not the case this year. You give up 31 points to Seattle last week. It's been bad. They have given up at least 27 points in five of their last six games, going back to the last month of last year. I'm not sure it's going to turn around. Here's Mac Jones. He's got another positive matchup going against a very weak defense. So this could be all Patriots here. The Steelers have not covered. I'm not sure they're going to cover this one either.
I have sort of flipped on the Patriots. You know, I was very impressed with how they battled back in the fourth quarter last week. I still think they stink, but their schedule stinks even harder now. That's my spin zone, Joe. Tell your Boston buddy, well, the schedule stinks. Drake May looked good in the second half last week. He did. And look, the coaching eventually, I said over time, they're going to be fine. It's just like, I want to think that Pittsburgh can get there defensively. I can't believe they're this bad, and I don't think it's going to stay this bad.
Man.
Maybe over, though, 44.5. I don't think either defense is that impressive, and I think Rodgers could get some too. So for the first time in a long time, we have not seen this sharp support on a Steelers under. It's usually under early in the week, and it continues late in the week. We have not seen that on this Steelers game. First time in a long time. That's worth paying attention to.
All right, last game. We will save the room for next segment. I will say the Browns and Packers are prominently featured in the room. Won't say what side just yet. Saints, Seattle. Are you guys getting there where Kelly is, where the Saints are live? Or are we still like, where are we at on Survivor, Woo. Side, et cetera, on this game, Joe?
This is going to be the most popular play in Survivor this week. There is no other week that stands out right now where you would want to take Seattle. And they're home against Rattler, laying 7.5. I'm worried because I'm going to have Seattle. I will have Seattle in Survivor, and I'm very concerned. And then last night, right after the game, Horvey's like, I took Bills in Survivor. Dude, Rattler's playing well. I think he can win. Well, Rattler hasn't won a game yet. He's 0-8 straight up, and now he's going against the Seahawks defense. Yeah, he put up good numbers last week against San Francisco. I'm not buying at all. I need Seattle to win. I won't be betting the 7.5. Need them to win. How about you, Sam?
I talked the 108 guys out of double Seattle. That's what they wanted to do.
Oh, they wanted double?
They wanted double-double. And I said, let's not be a part of the great purge of week three. So we did split off double Seattle. I'm not betting the Saints. Not happening.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not doing that either. But could we see Darnold in a bad week? Maybe some chaos. Maybe. Could happen. Lightning Bets, The Room, also BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot to get to. Final segment of the show. We will have our lightning bets. We will come together on contest plays, see if we can put a 5-team card together. That is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we've been teasing you guys, making you wait all show long. We have it both for college and the NFL. We'll get to where they are statistically in college football. It is just as bad as we've ever seen. Way worse than any bartender stretch. That's how bad The Room has been in college football. But we bring in Paul Aspen. Let's find out. Where's The Room?
Where's the Room?
All right, Paul, what do you think? Starting college? You have the record
college
in front of you?
Okay. Yeah, let's do college. Teaser, you guys are going to hate where the Room is at this week across the board. All right, college football. 2-18. -17.8 units. This week's sides.
That means Miami's in there for sure. Miami and Oklahoma, Joe. That's what that means.
Oh, boy.
Number five, most bet teams at BetMGM for NCAA football week four. Utah -3. Number five.
All right. I wouldn't mind going the other side.
I like Tech. I like Morton.
Yeah.
Number four. Everybody knew this one was coming. Illinois +6.5.
Oh, Jake. Jake.
You're in trouble, Jake.
L.
You're in trouble.
L. Number three.
Oh, what's that final score? What is Gurch going to say when Indiana wins by four touchdowns? I can't wait.
So long toes, he puts in the chat. Number three. Oh, man, really? Because I think the Matt Rhule hype is getting – year three is getting out of control. But Michigan, -2.5, is the third most bet side at BetMGM this week.
I wanted to get there, too, on Nebraska. I couldn't, and I ended up on Rutgers tonight. So, great. Now Rutgers will not cover, and Nebraska will. Awesome.
And you guys know number two and number one. Number two, Miami -9.5. Oklahoma -7, number one.
I knew when the shirtless wonder came Miami. I knew it. I knew it. I called it. I knew it.
So does that mean they're going to lose outright?
I hope not. I hope Carson Beck makes a game-winning touchdown pass into the back of the end zone, down four, Miami by three. Doesn't cover.
Oh man, we need this story to stay alive. We need both of those. Number, is the Room going to have a turnaround? We know how this goes. Like, we've been laughing about it. 2-18. It is truly remarkable what they've done so far. But it will turn at some point. They will have a winning week at some point.
God, I get watching Joe talk himself into a Room comeback this week. Is awesome.
No, I'm betting against the Room. I'll tell you right now. I'm betting against the Room, and let's just see. Maybe we can hit both sides where they end up covering the dog, but these favorites, especially number one for me, number two for Sam, end up winning.
NFL, you guys ready?
I've never been more ready. If I hear Cleveland, I might cry.
NFL sides, by the way, for the record, 3-7, -4.7 units on the young season. So the NFL most bet sides at BetMGM for this weekend slate. Number five, the Chargers, -3 at home against the Broncos. Makes
sense. Definitely makes sense.
It's a lot.
Number four, I understand this one. Chiefs, -6.5.
Never would I lay that number with that team. No, but the situation, I see why they're betting that.
Yeah. Number three, the Colts, -4.
Oh,
on the road.
Now it's time. Now it's time. Haven't bet them all year. Haven't done it all year. Now you're going to lay four on the road. Got it.
We have to bet Tennessee, Sam. I know you're Colts guy now, but we
gotta go. I like the Colts. I still like the Colts to win the division. I'm not betting the Colts here. Not happening.
Number two. And this one makes sense because, like, and Sam, you said it all this week. I just don't – how does this go the other way? But Cowboys, -1.
Yeah, I'm whatever. They're winning. I don't care.
I mean, the Room's 3-7. They're not 0-10. They win some games.
Yeah.
All right. Most bet side for the NFL weekend at BetMGM is from the Browns and the Packers. Packers minus 8.
Yes! Yes!
What did he do? Oh, my God.
Bro, what is wrong with him?
He broke his setup.
What is...
That's okay, so he's amazing. Frozen.
Oh, no, he's back.
Oh, he's back.
What happened?
I don't know. I slammed on my desk, knocked everything off it. Sorry.
You froze completely. You didn't go off air. It just froze.
I was so excited that I knocked my mug over. I knocked my mouse on the floor. Pens went flying. It is what it is.
I had you concerned. I knew it was going to be Green Bay. We all knew it was going to be Green Bay. But I think I had you a little worried about how much Browns left out there.
Yeah, once it got to number one, it was like, all right, it has to be the Packers.
It has to be.
That was my favorite sweat of the day.
You built that up really well, and I just destroyed my office. But whatever. It's fine.
Let me add most bet spreads, most money, Colts. Colts minus 4. Most money.
Tighten up.
Most tickets on a total. Take a wild guess, everyone.
Bears over.
Come on. Yes. Bears over. Most tickets on a dog to win. Lions, money line.
Really? Okay, I'm not surprised by that, but I didn't think it was going to be that popular. Like, again, not surprised, but...
Monday Night Football is the most popular dog to win on Friday?
Yikes.
And there's going to be a lot of that.
What was it, a tweet we got that said someone, a Lions fan, that said the Ravens are going to stuff him into a trash can or something like that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I understand that.
I see it. I just think we get points. I when Kenny told me his final score was 35-31, I thought that makes complete sense. Yes. Because the Ravens have shown this propensity to not finish things defensively. Third, fourth quarter, they're up big. They let teams come back. And how many times is it now? 8 times since 21 when a Harbaugh team has let another team with a 10% chance to win come back and win. You go up on Detroit. Detroit's not going to stop coming at you. They're going to keep scoring. So it makes sense. And that total's moved up 50.5 to 53.
All right, let's put together our contest plays. Good stuff on Where's the Room. Sam, I'll start with you, but are we just going to go to the Cleveland spot here? The number 7.5.
Cleveland.
Okay. Cleveland plus 7.5. I think that's a good look. That makes certainly makes some sense. Number of ways that I could go. Paul, I'll jump to you. What do you think?
I mean, I think the next couple will probably all be on the same side, but I'll go Titans, especially coming off the room. Titans catching 4.
Okay. Yeah. You know I agree with you there. Titans catching 4. The Jets number with the Bucs, it's 6.5, so that's not top play stuff. I'll go with San Francisco laying 2.5. That's the number we have there. So I'm going to go with the Niners. Any disagreement?
Nope.
Okay. I like all these so far. We've got to come up with 2 more. Sam, which one do you want to throw out?
If we don't want to do Cowboys, I understand. Can we decide that now? Are we in or out on Cowboys?
I'm not taking the Bears. Tell you that.
It's not the Bears. It's not the Bears. High scoring affair. Bears 0-3. Do the Bears fit this trend of these 0-2 teams that end up covering a lot? It started with Miami last night. You like Cleveland. We like the Jets. We like Tennessee. Do the Bears fit that? The thing is, it's basically a pick 'em. I agree with you on the Dallas side.
There have been so many times in my life when the public has bet against the Bears and been right. I'll never forget Sunday night, 2014, the Bears had just lost to the Patriots by like 30. Then they hit the bye and everybody bet the Packers. And I bet the Bears because I'm like, oh, well, the public can't get it right again. Packers won 55-14. The Bears are room proof. Room proof.
0-3. 0-3 start. Okay. We've got to land on another one. Paul, do you have one that you feel strongly about? I have a few, and I'd be good with any of them.
Okay. I could get there on either the Jets or the Panthers, but what do you got?
Yeah. It's Jets, Panthers, Bengals are the three that I was looking at.
I prefer not the Bengals, but if we want to get ugly, that's fine.
Paul, you're Jets a Jags Pan- guy. Jags.
Oh, God. If I'm trying to Jets. Lose, if I'm trying to go 0-5, Jags.
Sam, Jets plus 6.5 or Panthers plus 5.5?
It doesn't matter. You got a coin, flip it.
I flipped a coin once on this show. I think I broke something.
Jake,
like
you
Sam
decide. Jets or Panthers?
I don't want that kind of burden on me. Nope. Pass.
Come on. No, no. We want to rip on you when it loses. Don't give us something.
Yeah, I know that's why you're putting me in this spot.
Do the Jets. Why not?
Jets.
If I had to pick, okay. It would be the Jets and the backup quarterback spot.
Gertz, yeah. All I mean, Tyrod? Yeah, Tyrod.
See, of course Gertz says the Panthers. Of course.
Right. Of course.
Yep. You've thought out the parlay. Now boost it. Use this boost token on any pro football same game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. I'll be on BetMGM Game Day, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the BetMGM Network with Jason LaCanfora and Kate Constable. After that, Sam, what you guys got?
Costos giving props for 25 minutes. Don't miss it. Hook 'em horns. Let's go. Win by 50.
What do you do for those two segments?
Take a nap.
Oh, we talk about it next week. All right. Talk Sunday morning. Be here Monday, 9 a.m. Eastern. This has been BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.